This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I listened to Joe talking about a transition. There's been no transition from when I won. I won that election. And if you look at crooked Hillary Clinton, if you look at all of the different people, there was no transition because they came after me trying to do a coup. They came after me spying on my campaign. They started from the day I won and even before I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our first lady. They were a disaster. They were a disgrace to our country. And we've caught them. We've caught them all. We've got it all on tape. We've caught them all. And by the way, you gave the idea for the Logan Act against General Flynn. You better take a look at that because we caught you in a sense. And President Obama was sitting in the office. He knew about it, too. So don't tell me about a free transition. As far as the ballots are concerned, it's a disaster. A solicited ballot, okay, solicited is okay. You're soliciting. You're asking. They send it back. You send it back. I did that. If you have an unsolicited, they're sending millions of ballots all over the country. There's fraud. They found them in creeks. They found some with the name Trump. Just happened to have the name Trump just the other day in a waste paper basket. They're being sent all over the place. They sent two in a Democrat area. They sent out 1,000 ballots. Everybody got two ballots. This is going to be a fraud like you've never seen. The other thing, it's nice on November 3rd, you're watching and you see who won the election. And I think we're going to do well because people are really happy with the job we've done. But you know what? We won't know. We might not know for months because these ballots are going to be all over. Take a look at what happened in Manhattan. Take a look at what happened in New Jersey. Take a look at what happened in Virginia and other places. They're not losing 2%, 1%, which, by the way, is too much. An election could be won or lost with that. They're losing 30 and 40%. It's a fraud and it's a shame. And can you imagine where they say you have to have your ballot in by November 10th? November 10th. That means that's 7 days after the election, in theory, should have been announced.
Okay.
We have major states with that.
Sir,
all run by Democrats.
2 minutes is 2 minutes.
All run by Democrats.
President Trump,
it's a rigged election.
You're going to be able to continue. You have been charging for months that mail-in balloting is going to be a disaster. You say it's rigged, that it's going to lead to fraud. But in 2018, in the last midterm election, 31 million people voted mail-in voting. That was a quarter, more than a quarter, of all the voters that year cast their ballots by mail. Now that millions of mail-in ballots have gone out, what are you going to do about it? And are you counting on the Supreme Court, including a Justice Barrett, to settle any dispute?
Yeah, I think I'm counting on them to look at the ballots, definitely. I hope we don't need them in terms of the election itself. But for the ballots, I think so, because what's happening is incredible. I read today where at least 1% of the ballots for 2016 were invalidated. They take them. We don't like them. We don't like them.
But what
they
do you
throw
do about it? There are millions of ballots going out right now.
What you do is you go and vote. You do a solicited ballot.
No,
that's
not,
okay.
Or
you go and vote.
I'm asking you about the fact that millions of people.
You go and vote. You go and vote. You either do, Chris, a solicited ballot where you're sending it in, they're sending it back, and you're sending. They have mailmen with lots of it. Did you see what's going on? Take a look at West Virginia. Mailmen selling the ballots. They're being sold. They're being dumped in rivers. This is a horrible thing for our country.
There is no.
This is not.
There is no.
This is not going to end well.
There is
okay.
No,
this is not going
Vice
to
President
end
Biden.
Well.
Five states
in fact,
have had mail-in ballots for the last decade or more. Five, including two Republican states.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm during this extended period, not to engage in any civil unrest? And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump, you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They were called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things. And I am urging my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election, I am 100%.
President Trump knocked it out of the park. A lot of people are saying he did a terrible job. No, he did an incredible job. Folks, sit there and Monday morning quarterback things. I've never been in the arena. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Cheerleader for President Trump. I am not a cult member. I don't disagree with his performance because I want to be positive. I think overall Trump got an A- yesterday, and that's an A- in the debate up against Chris Wallace and Joe Biden, who were both double-teaming him and interrupting him and lying, and Wallace fact-checking Trump in live time, which is debating him. Unprecedented, even from 4 years ago, where they had multiple moderators ganging up on President Trump with Hillary there like a devilish hyena cackling. So I know that Ali Alexander is a smart guy. Mike Cernovich is a great guy. A lot of people are out there, even Carpe Donctum, who usually never criticizes Trump, thought that Trump got his ass kicked. And I guess if you have that view, maybe it's, you know, you get to kind of be the Monday morning quarterback and people are entitled to their views. I just didn't see the same debate. I saw Chris Wallace controlling things with the questions he asked and Trump not going where he could have sometimes by just basically ignoring the fake loaded questions. But the way Wallace interrupted him five times more, that's the number, they've done the math, than Biden was just incredible. On top of that, I don't just say that Joe Biden clearly had blood transfusions. That's what these rich people do. They even have big global companies now where parents sign agreements and the kids sign agreements. And the children get paid $500 or more for their blood as young as seven. I mean, Peter Thiel's come out with a company that does this. And the Queen Mother lived past 100 on these things. So when you see him suddenly look like he gained about 10 pounds, he disappeared last week, and now he's all plump, and he's all rosy. If you look at his hands, I looked at his hands from a week ago, more plump. That's how you know they were putting in him probably 2 or 3 pints of blood a day for a week. And when you put in young people's blood, that's what happens. The super rich are injecting blood from teenagers to gain immortality. Ladies and gentlemen, I was approached when I was out at a kind of Richie Rich type party a few years ago in the hills of Austin, kind of over in the same area where Joe Rogan lives today. And there was a medical doctor there, and he's like, yeah, you got to come by. You know, we got your blood transfusions. It's all been screened. It's all clean. It'll make you higher to kite. It'll make you feel like you're 15 years old again. And he had like a 55-year-old wife. She looked like she was about 35. He was like 60. He looked like he was about 45. They were just glowing. It was blood, folks. So I know people that are almost 80 years old that get blood who are rich every week. And they're nice people. But they get young people's blood here in Austin. And it definitely is rejuvenating. So I'm telling you, he was not on a bunch of methamphetamine. They probably took some Adderall or something. But Biden was clearly on blood. First time I ever heard about this was Queen Mother stuff like 20-something years ago. And Al Gore was an AP article, has a little refrigerator that goes around with him on private jets. And he gets daily blood transfusions sometimes. So, guaranteed, folks, on some type of designer amphetamine and on blood, because he was a different person entirely. A lot of folks think, oh, he must have had a wire in his ear. No, he was responding too quickly. He did a lot of debate preparation, but the blood. You put somebody old like that on amphetamines alone, they'll just be irritable and have out of control, and it'll just accentuate the weirdness. You give them blood, it's another deal. I'm not going to rant about that all day. It's just a fact that that goes on, and one thing does that, and it's called blood. He didn't start eating 15 cheeseburgers a day the last week and gain 10 pounds. He's got 10 pounds of blood extra floating around in him, and it supercharges you. That's what Lance Armstrong, you know, has said. It wasn't the steroids. It wasn't any of it. It was the fact that he would just absolutely dump 5, 6, 7, 8 pints of blood in himself, which is super dangerous. He would go to the limit before a race with oxygenated blood that he'd take from himself when he was training in the mountains months before, refrigerate, and so he would then have that supercharged, very, very high blood cell saturation. The blood cells were trained from altitude to be able to take on a lot of oxygen. So he would be going up the French, you know, Alps with the back tire jumping back and forth with so much power. When everybody else was slowing down, he was going faster uphill because he had so much more blood pumping through him. So that's what Trump should look into. Guaranteed, we need to see Joe Biden's veins. Okay, I'm done. Now, it's the avant-garde thing, and we're going to have some guests on today that think Trump did a terrible job in the debate, and he could have done a better job, but when you're being ganged up on, and that's happening, if you think about all the good things that happened, all the great things he said, and that suddenly Chris Wallace would start interrupting, then you talk about the win that happened instead of saying it was a loss. Now, a lot of Republicans thought he lost. You know what Democrats and you know what Hispanics think? CNN had a poll with a focus group. Everyone but one person, we'll show you that video coming up next segment, thought that Trump won. Telemundo had a poll. The vast majority of Hispanics watching thought that Trump won. That's the reality. People see the ganging up. Now, was it annoying? Did parts of it get very hard to listen to? Absolutely. Because Trump was being interrupted constantly. And I've got a bunch of these clips. But he got into election fraud. He got into Hunter Biden on the Russian payroll. He got into Antifa. He got in. I wish he would have gotten into Jeffrey Epstein and the Democrats and how the party itself uses pedophilia to blackmail people. He'd got an A-plus if he did that. But here's the deal. Trump got 66% on Telemundo, the 34%. In a major poll, and other polls show the same number. So whatever the Hispanics were watching, that's what I was watching, too. I mean, I say Trump handily defeated two men. And usually with a gladiator, it's one man against another man, right? Well, this was two against one. And one of the guys against him was the judge and was in control of the situation, was the referee, the arbiter. So that's not a good thing. We got a lot of big guests today coming up. And we've got Jim Hoff, who thinks Trump did a great job, joining us. We got Dan Lyman on huge news in Europe. With now, European countries are now arresting the NGO heads that Soros funds. So that's how you cut the head off the snake. That's really good news. And we're going to get Ollie Alexander, he can come on, Robert Barnes, a bunch of folks we're getting on the show. Hell, let's call Paul Watson, get him to pop on for just one segment. Let's get Carpe Donctum on for one segment. Let's get them all on for one segment and get their take. But you know who else I want to get on? I want to get you on. We're opening the phones up at the start of the next segment. So nobody's in there. The phone system isn't fired up yet, so don't wait a few minutes till you call. But when we go to break, we're going to start opening the phones up specifically on what you thought. We don't screen your calls. Just make sure you have a good phone. You want to tell us where you're calling from? That's fine. Want to tell us an affiliate? You ought to ask that. We never even plug our affiliates anymore. We should. We love them. And then you're on the air. You think you did a terrible job? Call and tell me. You think you did a great job? I really respect you. And it's that communal debate discussion that really brings us to the next level. And again, I'm not putting anybody down that thought Trump had done a better job. It's easy when you're sitting in on your sofa and you're 30 years old or you're 40 years old and you're not 74 and you're not under the lights with Chris Wallace interrupting you constantly to point out where the doer of deeds could have done better. But I just know what it's like to be under pressure up on a stage with someone interrupting you, not at that level, but pretty much as high a level as you can get before that. So I've been right to almost where Trump said with that level of stress on the stage when people are outnumbering you. And it's hard. That's why I have the tactic why they won't have me on any shows is I just say what I'm going to say and ignore what they're saying. And that's a tactic, a good way to win debates. So that's I mop the floor with them. Destroy Piers Morgan. Destroy Geraldo Rivera. Destroy them all because I have the facts. And I would have gone right at the juggler and said, your whole corrupt system's going down. America's been reborn. You'll never stop us. He'd get 10-point punch. Just started playing games with these people. Just grab them and crush them. Their eyeballs politically pop out of their rotten skulls. But Trump went with the nuance, the polish, presidential. He looked better than he looked 4 years ago. He looked incredibly presidential, sounded great, looked great. And I think Barnes is right when he says, too polished, too insulated, could have been more hardcore. That's the real critique. Did Trump fall on his plate, on his face? Hell no.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
All right, I have more than 20 clips of the debate here, and they're all extremely important. That's right. If you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. I got 23 clips on this sheet, a bunch of other ones right here. Incredibly important hour and a half debate. Went a little long. But let me right now play you the most important clip of the night, in my view. And then we'll give the number out, open the phones up, and get your take on that. Chris Wallace was the final domino to fall with the fix being in. From a year and a half ago, we had CIA operatives that they got elected to the House of Representatives, who then got on the House Armed Services Committee, who have been privately proposing the overthrow militarily of the president. Then about 2.5 months ago, they sent letters to General Milley privately asking him if he would be part of such a coup. 2 days after the letter was sent, there was a front page article in the Washington Post saying, "We're going to arrest any members of the Joint Chiefs and anyone else, and we're going to have the FBI go after their families." It's in the front of the Washington Post. I probably showed you the article 30 times. And it's in the headline. "We will arrest anyone that doesn't support our coup." So it was also a public threat to Milley and others that, hey, we're so powerful, we will say we're going to have a coup, and we're going to overthrow Trump, and you'll be arrested if you don't support us. Milley came out and said, "That's illegal. I will not support you." So that's the level of brinksmanship going on while we comfortably sit around and debate how Trump did up on the stage. Now, did this come up last night? Yeah, it came up. And it was the crux of the whole debate, and Trump kept trying to go back to it, and they both kept ganging up and interrupting because they didn't want the leader to be able to communicate with you and I. He says, "Hey, there's going to be a process. It's going to take some time, weeks, months. And will you pledge to not tell your supporters to get violent?" Where has Trump supporters been violent? Where has Trump supporters gone out and burned things and gone after police stations and killed people and shot folks in the head at checkpoints? No, it's not. It's them. They're the ones that set all this up. They're the ones that did all this. They're the ones that have announced they're going to have a civil war and secession of the states during the build up to January 20th, the 79 days of hell, because the real fight doesn't end on November 3rd, 33 days from now. It starts, and no one else on air is saying this. And I'm not saying, "Oh, look, I'm exclusive. Oh, look, no one is as smart as me." No. Everyone is in a normalcy bias. We need Tucker Carlson. We need Rush Limbaugh. We need Sean Hannity to move away from Durham and move away from worrying about them ever getting in trouble and move into the real world. And it sounds crazy to go on air and say the Democrats are planning not to leave and the Democrats have got a plan to cause secession. And then on January 20th, when they cannot finish the election and they're not going to have the electors seat Trump, Pelosi has readied the House and entered the bill. As of Monday, 3 days ago. You hear what I'm saying? I'm getting chills here, folks. It's like watching your kid walk out on the highway and you tell him, "Look out, a train's coming," or a bus, and it's a mile away, and you're tied up and can't help him, and the kid doesn't listen to you, and finally the train or the bus just runs him over. I mean, this is coming like a meteorite that's the size of Manhattan to destroy human life. This is coming to destroy our republic. It's coming. It's coming. The gun is loaded. Their finger is on the trigger. They've already pulled the damn trigger. And just the magnitude of this. And so she's prepared the bill under the Constitution that when the president isn't decided and seated by the 20th of January, 2021, 112 days from now, 79 days after the election, that she will decide who the new president is with a vote in the House of Representatives. Now, that is the game plan. That's what's going down. So Trump's all worried about them stuffing ballot boxes and having dead people vote and all the rest of this and vote harvesting when that's all just smokescreen. They know there's a landslide for Trump. My God, Telemundo, 66% support Trump after they saw the debate and said he won? There's a collapse in confidence in the globalists. They're done. Their only hope is to steal power and bring in permanent martial law using COVID-19-type lockdowns. And the EU's collapsing, it will have a permanent lockdown. And the Brexit's happening, they want to have a permanent lockdown. Governments have lost control. The corporations that control the governments have lost control. So they're going to bring us into total tyranny. It's not going to be incremental anymore. It's here. It's on top of us right now. I'm sorry to have to give you that news, but here's the good news. This is illegal as hell. This is criminal. This is outrageous. This is disgusting. You know the EU. You know the conservative and liberal parties have all announced in the UK, and the Democrats are announcing here, and they're announcing in Australia, and the UN's announced it, and Canada's announced it, forced inoculations. Mexico is announcing forced inoculations. Just like they made all the girls in Mexico take Gardasil, and guess what? Those girls are all super screwed up now, and their ovaries are fried. I don't want Mexicans brought up here and turned into my enemy and turned into somebody that hates me because I'm white, but I sure as hell don't want to sterilize all the Mexicans. But let me give you a little newsflash. It's going to happen to you whether you're white or whether you're black or whether you're old or whether you're young. We're all in this together. And we better figure that out now. Do we have differences? Have we done stuff to each other? Of course. But this is an AI, global, scientific, end of humanity, end of your family takeover, period. And because it is outrageous the Democrats have tried all these coups and crossfire hurricane and all this stuff, people are hit flat-footed because they have a normalcy bias. And that's why they say, you're not in Kansas anymore. We're in the year 2020. Real technology is about 2060. The globalists don't need you anymore. They don't want you. You've got to decide you have value. You've got to decide you're essential. And you've got to decide you're not going to comply with the global straitjacket they're putting on your ass. Because if they get this on us, it's a harness to carry out our orderly extermination. And there's got to be a point, finally, where you start taking the shots and they admit it kills your ass down the road. And they've now come to that point of going, yeah, 100% of people take our mRNA vaccine, get sick. 80% get sick with the other one. Oh, yeah, there's some side effects. Yeah, sorry. But you're basically going to have your ovaries turn into lacerated, bloody pulps. My God, you read how they add this female hormone to the tetanus shot they give women. And so the second trimester, they have an autoimmune response in the ovaries and in the uterus. And how it doesn't just kill the baby over and over again. It fries the woman's uterus and ovaries and ends up killing them usually down the road. I mean, what a sick system. Be nicer for Bill Gates to just go blow these people's heads off. But, oh, they would rise up and fight back. You couldn't get away with that. But if you kill them slow like that, but see, it's like Bill Gates always said when he released the mosquitoes. He's done it in Florida, too. He said, hey, we don't just want the poor people to have these. You need to experience it, too. Oh, don't worry. He's coming for you, too. So we'll play this clip. It's the most important clip and give the number out when we come back. This is the most important thing of the night when Wallace says, you're going to pledge to sit there and let us steal the election, aren't you? And seat Nancy Pelosi as president, aren't you? Aren't you? Aren't you? Aren't you?
This is your last chance to get a patent.
Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I want to give the number out. I want to give your take on the debate on all these major governments announcing we're going to have the military carry out forced inoculations of COVID-19 vaccines if you want to be able to leave your house or travel. Tyranny isn't coming. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. What are you going to do about it? Compliance is death. This is the UN dream to be able to put in your body what they want, when they want. And the UN's been caught across the world spiking vaccines with sterilants, cancer viruses, polio. Now with these mRNA vaccines that just reprograms your whole body, reprograms every cell in your damn body. It's a nightmare scenario. The precedent is just so revolutionary, so over the top, so science fiction dystopia that it's completely revolutionary is the only word to describe it. It's just unbelievable. And it's all just done like it's no big deal. Just the end of humanity. Big corporations make you put something in you that totally changes you. And we've got vaccines that reprogram your brain with viruses that eat certain synapses so you can't get upset anymore. That means you can't feel high-level emotions anymore. Viral lobotomies. It's all being done. It's all been tested. It's all ready. It's all being rolled out against you. But they metaphysically have to pressure you into doing it. They have to make you acquiesce. They believe karmically, or they get instant destruction. And they believe in it. They know how the universe works. There's still that key thing. They reject God and the Holy Spirit, the good operating system, so they still get walled off from God. But they escape retribution now in this life. That's why the vampire has to ask you to invite him in. You've got to make him a guest when he crosses the threshold, because you have free will. I'm not saying it's a real vampire. It's an archetype. Okay, so I talked about this last segment. This is the key to everything. Chris Wallace, a little predatory monster, thinks he's part of the cool crew, thinks he's part of the winning crew. And he sizes up Trump, and he inverts reality. It's the Democrats that say they're not going to accept the election. It's the Democrats that did the mail-in ballots to be able to do this. And the Democrats that say they've prepared the bill where they will decide who they're going to elect after January 20th under the Constitution so they can hold up the election and not have it come out as a clear winner. And they're the ones that have geared up their domestic armies and prepared their violence instead of the cops defend themselves or property or life in any way that they're terrorists and bad. Like Rittenhouse, whenever Biden called him a white supremacist, just total defamation. The lawyers are now demanding a retraction. Don't hold your breath. So they're making their move. And you already saw it with Crossfire, Hurricane, all the rest of it. That's nothing. When they failed at that, they're going to go out in the open. And all the corporate media and all the big tech and all, from Fox News to CNN are going to line up against the president. And this is the move to remove him. This is about world government and their whole future. And they can't stand it. So we're 33 days out from that. And then it just starts the 79 days of hell. Until the inauguration doesn't happen, and Pelosi has said they'll either have their own inauguration, if somehow he even gets the delegates or gets the electors to see him, they say they're still not going to go with it. So they've got that option. They've got the option of holding it past, where it's not clear January 20th in 112 days. They'll go that option, or they could try to steal it and stuff the ballots and say he won that night. But they're saying to him, we're allowed to contest, but you don't contest. I know I just keep repeating that every hour, every minute, when there's so much other interesting news. All the other news doesn't matter. World government forced inoculations are coming. Trump is against it. If they get rid of him, it's going to go to civil war, physical. This isn't going to take time anymore. They're coming. Pedophilia is out in the open. Devil worship's out in the open. This is it. This is the big assault, ladies and gentlemen. So whatever you do, pray, get involved. Go speak out in public. Don't comply with the system, because we are in a revolution with globalists trying to overthrow the country. That's why they're telling you America sucks, why they're telling you we're all racist scum. When you watch the movie Red Dawn, made back in the 80s by patriots, by Millis, who did his research on the communist. Millis is a big listener, big fan. I met his daughter, great folks. They did the Dirty Harry movies, all the rest of it. And I like having that guy as a fan. But he had a stroke, so that he didn't want to come on the show. But in there, you hear on the loudspeaker where they've round everybody up, and they have a little sports stadium with a big movie screen saying, America is a whorehouse of pigs. Your founding fathers are scum. You are racist nobodies. Capitalism is terrible, and you will never be anybody. That's playing in the background, because that's what really goes on in a re-education camp, ladies and gentlemen. But it's not Russians coming over to do this. The same globalists went over and took over Russia and did it to them. And now Russia has kicked out the globalists, at least partially, and they are so damn pissed. So here is the enemy. Here is the collaborator. Here is Chris Wallace. The whole point of the whole debate is You are not to question it on election day. You are to let us hold this out. You are to let us do this. Do not fight us. Do not struggle. But you see, Wallace is scared because they know what they're doing is illegal, is out of control, and is totally transparent. But again, they just keep drumming into us. Trump can't contest when we contest. Trump can't go, well, wait, 97% of the votes are counted, and I've won by this percentage, so if you add that together, I'm the projected winner. No. They're going to have this create the dissension and the fights and the rioting all over it. And there's way too much confidence by Republicans and others. They mean to do this. You're like, well, they're going to fail. They failed all the other times. Yeah. But this is an order of magnitude in escalation. So here's where Chris Wallace tells you everything you need to know, the most important part of the debate. Here it is.
Will you urge your supporters to stay calm during this extended period, not to engage in any civil unrest? And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump,
you
go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch. They were called poll watchers, a very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia, bad things. And I am urging my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election, I am 100% on board. But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that. And I'll tell you what, from a common sense,
does that mean you're
going to
tell
your people
to take to the street?
It means you have a fraudulent election. You're sending out 80 million ballots. They're not equipped to, these people aren't equipped to handle it, number one. Number two, they cheat. They cheat. Hey, they found ballots in a waste paper basket 3 days ago, and they all had the name military ballots. They were military. They all had the name Trump on them.
Vice President
Biden. You think
Biden,
that's good?
Vice President Biden, final question for you.
Streams, ditches, dumpsters, of course, folks, but that's only one level of this. So just like the sun came up this morning, they've told us they're doing it. Podesta does online seminars with the top Democrats 2 months ago, admitting a plan. They admit the crimes they're going to commit, and then everyone downgrades it. Like Tulsi Gabbard calls for ban on ballot harvesting, cites Project Veritas video. Okay, good for her. Sounds good, but that's not just ballot harvesting that's illegal in Minnesota. It's that they're paying for it. That's called bribery. But everything is always engineered to make it less. Oh, it's ballot harvesting. No. Ballot harvesting is going around and getting people's ballots and putting them in for them, because you can change them or mess with them, and fraud is inherent. When you pay somebody, it's more than inherent. It is bona fide. All right, here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And I want to hear from first-time callers today. That's your chance to get involved. First-time callers, I want to hear from that. Anybody called in yesterday, didn't get on air, that means you're a first-time caller still. Go to the head of the line, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, or 512-646-1776 if you want to dial country access code and that number. And I've got so much other news I haven't hit, a bunch of other clips, but I'm not here trying to entertain you. I'm sorry. I'm here trying to save myself and my family. And that means if I'm going to be safe, you got to be safe too. We're all in this together. This is the greatest threat since our founding. Pray to God for a mass awakening. The most important thing is prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Seek God's face, humble yourself, and God will heal our land. Please stay with us. Please spread the word about the broadcast. You're our only hope.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end.
He's President of the United States. It's on his watch. And with regard to more divided, the nation can't stay divided. We can't be this way. And speaking of my son, the way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and being and just being suckers, my son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot. And the people left behind there were heroes.
Really?
And I resent
you talking
like
about
hell.
Hunter? Are you talking about
I'm
Hunter?
I'm talking about my son, Bo Biden. You're talking about
Hunter. I don't know, Bo. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter,
you know,
got
Bo.
Thrown, Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true. He wasn't dishonorably
discharged. Cocaine use.
and he didn't have a job until you became vice president. Once you
became vice president,
he made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow, and various other places.
True.
He made a fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it.
That's enough of this.
I'm proud of him.
I wanted to play this because we have the two different statements about calling the military dumb bastards, telling them that they're not too sharp. Exactly what they claim Trump says, word for word, he says to their face, because they knew that video was in opposition research and Trump was planning to play it. Everything they've done, they're in bed with the Russians, they say Trump's in bed with the Russians. They're in bed with the Chinese, they say Trump's in bed with the Chinese. Everything they do, they turn around on President Trump. And, you know, do you even need me to play the clip that's been played of him saying, clap, you dumb bastards, and then later, man, you're not that sharp, you're pretty dull, aren't you? And he says it with a very arrogant, mean attitude, and he's known for that. He thinks he's better than everybody. He gets up on stage and brags about how he's the best lawyer ever. I don't know people that knew him in Delaware. They are crooks, man, and nasty, and use people, and steal. I mean, he doesn't give tips, neither does Hillary. Think about this. Joe Biden doesn't give people tips, folks. He goes in, eats a steak dinner. You don't get $5. He goes into a diner. You don't get a nickel. Because he's a piece of filth. It's disgusting. And, of course, Trump then zings him back and says $3.5 million from Moscow mayor's wife. And it's all true, folks. It's all going on. It's what they do. It's who they are. And they sold us out to China. And then they admit that they want communist China to basically run the United States. That's Joe Biden saying that. Every aspect of our lives, they need to influence it and be in charge of it. Because they know it's going to come out they work for the Chinese communists. So they just hide it in plain view, just like Dianne Feinstein. These people are criminals that have committed so many crimes with others, they believe they're invincible in the swamp because everybody else will go down if they go down. Well, here's the problem. You guys are bringing us down and America down. And you're into pedophilia and devil worship and you hate the country. And now you want to forcibly inoculate us. You want to get in our bodies and keep us locked down. You want power over us. And you don't know when to stop pushing. I'm going to go to Sean, Joseph, Mikey, Mike, Steve, Jason, Greg, Catherine, and others. When we start the next hour, I'll go right to you. We do have Jim Hoff of the Gateway Pundit joining us to give us his analysis of the debate. We've got a lot more to get into in the debate. And then we also have CIA asked FBI to investigate if Hillary approved plot to create Russia hoax against Trump. And again, the reason that's coming out is they have to have the FBI investigate what they already know. Because that's the FBI's jurisdiction is here domestically. So that's a big deal. What the CIA is really saying is, we were ordered to make up this fake dossier. And we want you to now investigate yourselves and expose it or we're going to leak it. That's what that really says. CIA asked FBI to investigate if Hillary Clinton approved plot to create Russia hoax against Trump. Meanwhile, Comey testifies to the Judiciary Committee on Crossfire Hurricane, which he said did not exist. He testified in Congress twice. And he told the president on record that you were never under investigation, Mr. President. That's not true. He was running the investigation against Trump, and he lied to his face. He lied to Congress, a federal crime. And if you are a head of a department, and you lie to the president to his face on an issue of national security, that is a felony as well. But these people have no respect for anybody. I notice Comey is always like, you know, putting behind him American flags and flags, you know, from dead veterans and the rest of it to try to make himself look like a good guy. He's a monster. And he hides behind the very flag he's trying to destroy. He's an enemy of the Republic, an enemy of everybody. I mean, I don't have words to describe how bad these guys are. So your calls are coming up, and I just have unlimited news and information. I've got all the different clips and all the different angles to cover, but here's the big takeaway. Appeals court upholds extended Wisconsin ballot deadline. And another appeals court has ruled that, yep, the communist judge in Black Lives Matter says it can go for months after The judges are all saying, oh, you can run it past January 20th. That's the date they're saying. Because then they can not have Trump become president. They tell you. The judges rule. They go, oh, you can have 3 months, which is longer than 79 days. See how that works? See how that works? Infowars.com. Appeals court upholds extended Wisconsin ballot deadline. And where are they doing this with the mail-ins? All the battlegrounds. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio. That's where they're going to do it. They're going to try to steal Florida, too. All right, let me just get this out of the way, and I hope you listen to me very, very carefully. When I tell you that I talk to people at the highest levels of food distribution, but also manufacturing, everything from appliances to furniture to lumber to paper to medical goods, it's all breaking down. The supply chains are gone. If one person in a warehouse gets COVID, they shut the whole thing down. We can't get almost a third of the supplements we used to get because the companies are, like, falling apart. Won't even take our money, can't even get the products anymore. Everything we have is still in our warehouse in Austin, ready to ship. But it's breaking down. There's a big article on Infowars.com by Michael Snyder. It's very important. You should go read it. Global food shortages are becoming very real, and U.S. grocery store chains preparing for worst-case scenarios. And it's got CNN, Bloomberg, all of them admitting that people are now starving to death in Mexico, which that doesn't usually happen in. It's one of the richest third-world countries, if you didn't know that. People are starving out in Guatemala, Argentina, you don't need to be talking, I mean, obviously, Venezuela is getting worse than ever, and Africa's starving to death, and just millions have already died, and it's just minor footnote that that's going on. And the UN's got all the numbers on the very crisis they created with the lockdown. COVID didn't kill the people. COVID causes millions to starve. No, the COVID lockdown caused that. That's a fact, but it's a big article. I suggest you read that article, and I suggest you tie it into Yale Economist warns of looming dollar collapse. They're trying to collapse the dollar. It's not devalued like the Chinese yuan and yen comparatively. It has been devalued. Again, and a lot of the conservatives are out there doing this because they're on the Chi-Com payroll, folks. Again, it's a fiat currency. Absolutely. It's inflated. It's dangerous. But that's the game we're in now. And to say that we're going down is hoping we go down in the musical chairs and we don't get a chair. It's whoever's left standing in this now. We must keep world reserve currency status. The left pushing for the dollar to die is the most insane thing. It's like pouring gasoline on yourself and lighting it on fire. It is crazy town. So that's all going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. And so you go to preparewithalex.com. You find the full catalog of My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. They take the orders. It's all secured. Best prices you're going to find. Because they have a bunch of distributors, they can't go below the prices that we have. That's their lowest prices as well. Unless they do a special on their page, they have a loophole. And this is making their other distributors mad. I don't cut in on what other people are selling. So it's quick complaining to those folks. But seriously, this is maybe one of the last ones they can do for a while, though, because they believe the food orders are going to uptick again like they did, where they're already starting to see it. They see the shortages. They've already bought out 6 months. Now they're going to go up in price in a few months because they're going to have to buy more food into the future. And so before food prices go up and before things get crazy and before there's big lines, you want to be prepared in case things go sideways, which it basically already is. So I said, hey, a lot of folks are complaining. You're only got $150 off on the 3 month. People want bigger ones. They said, fine, we'll extend the $150 on the 3 month food supply. Unprecedented. That's at preparewithalex.com exclusively. $300 off the 6 month. $600 off the year, $40 off the Alexa Pure water filtration system. That's a big discount because there's not much margin in there. And 25% off the Ready Hour wireless solar power pack charger and 28 LED room light, one of the highest quality ones out there you're going to find. And the money we do make funds this operation when it's so critical. So InfoWarsStore.com is the regular place you go for the supplements, the books, the films, the T-shirts, and the full selection of my Patriot Supply at the very lowest prices. But if you want to get these special items, 3 month, 6 month, year, and these others, you're going to get the biggest discounts everywhere exclusively at preparewithalex.com or 888-411-0350. 888-411-0350. We've got the big InfoWars emergency election sale. Total.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs.
Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.